Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another great night of Astromind 2012. We are now on the air. My name is Adrian, and Roy will not be accompanying us tonight. The first one I'd like to talk about is certain different kinds of websites that me and Roy have discovered over the last couple of months. First website I'd like to talk about is called Godlike Predictions. And on this website, when you go to Godlike Predictions, it talks pretty much everything that's going on around the world. Talks about, you know, like for an example, going into politics, talks about, you know, if you're much into politics, sometimes politics can be kind of interesting to me. I'm neither against any politicians. I do know that there's a lot of politicians that are good, and there are some bad. But there's good in everything, even politics. However, on this website, it talks about like the gun control laws. If you want to learn more about that, what's been going on with that. Basically what Obama's going to be doing in those situations. Talks about that, talks about Jesus, like this one saying, is Jesus coming soon? Are you ready? You know, religion, mostly things, questions like that. And then another question this person had was, do you think that human hybrids live among us? Well, you know, that's a very hard question because we really don't know whether they're living among us or not because we can't see them. But, however, more and more evidence is coming to the surface. Just like they found some specimens on the desert, you know, some purple specimens that they can't figure out what that means, something alien-related. So this is a really cool website. It's called godlikepredictions.com. I really like this website because, you know, a lot of people can post things on here and just pretty much talk about what's been going on around the world, even before it goes on the media. And it looks like we have one caller that's calling from the 813 area. I'm going to go ahead and bring you on the air so we can hurry and get to the readings. And please state your name and where you're from. Area, you're on the air. Hello? 813, you're on the air. Looks like we keep getting dropped phone calls on that one. Hopefully you'll call in soon. I don't know what's been going on with the internet lately. It's been going on really crazy. But let's talk a little bit about a little bit about that website, and it says here you can post discussions basically on your views of things that have been going on or things that you've seen or questions that you have, and just pretty much post things on there. And I don't think you have to be, well, I think you have to become a member, but it's kind of an interesting website, and it'll tell you who's on. Online, there's like 2,569 people on right now and viewing. So basically, it'll just tell you like that. And then my other favorite website that I go to is called Paltalk, which a lot of people, metaphysical people, can come together and talk on there as well. Let's see if we can get this caller back on from the 813 area. You're on the air. Hello. It looks like for some reason we're having some technical difficulties. Hopefully we can get the caller back on. But anyway, anybody else, feel free to call in. I'm just explaining a little bit about these different metaphysical websites that are really interesting to go to. Pal Talk's really cool. Godlike Predictions is cool. I've always had a fascination with different finding out different information of what's been going on in the world, I guess just because in a past life I was a contract holder, which is why I learned more about sacred contracts, and I learned more about archetypes and things like that. And also a tarot reader. And I've been reading since I was 16 years old. And I know the pictures enough now to really understand what's going on. And everything like that, relationships, you know, marriages, illnesses, whatever the objective might be, sometimes it'll appear in the cards, and I will tell the person what those pictures mean or what they represent. Let's try to click it again from the 813 area. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, 813.
Hi, is this Adrian?
This is him.
How are you? This is Sophia.
Hi, Sophia. I kept losing you there for a minute.
I think it was my cell phone. I apologize.
That's okay. And what brings you on tonight?
Well, Adrian, the reason of the call this evening is I've been going through a little something with a friend of mine, and I'm just trying to understand, of course he's a male, trying to understand what seems to be happening. He kind of backed off from me back in December. He stated it was due to financial issues because he has his own business. And we, you know, we chat from time to time, and I talked to him maybe about 2 weeks ago by phone. So I don't know, I'm not feeling his energy, something that's just not right, so I don't know how to proceed with him.
Well, you know, I usually ask all my callers this, and I feel like I need to ask you the same question. What do you feel like it's been like since 2013, back before, I'd say back in the time of 2009 or 2010, like, back in 2009 and 10 didn't seem as much of people that are more on edge. Would you say that people are more on edge this year?
I kind of feel that way. Reason being, I don't even know how to explain it. I guess
I really don't either, but I just feel like it's more heavy.
Yeah, that's how I feel. That's the word. You picked the right word.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I feel like that you've been going through. Well, pretty much everyone that's been going through. And I'm sure it has a lot to do with part of our spiritual growth in the process of our ascension. And I'm sure that's part of the process, the protocol. But at the same time, I think that a lot of people are more on edge because they can't handle these new energies that are coming in through this whole shift thing that we're going through.
Okay.
Because your body can only handle so much. And everyone's at different levels of that consciousness shift. You know, they're not really ready for change.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are ready for change, and then there's some people that are being forced into change. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. I understand.
It boils down to choice, yes, but at the same time, I feel like people are being forced into change.
And I'm just forcing him to give me an answer, which he will not give me at all.
I'll give you an example. There's a business, a club that I've been going to for years.
Mm-hmm.
And they finally decided they want to do more entertainment in the club. And they really didn't go with the theme of the club because the club is called Area 51.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been going there since I was 21 and I'm almost 30 now.
Mm-hmm.
And so the changes that I've seen back in 2010, it seemed like they kept doing things the old way. And now the owner became stubborn, and the owner said, no, I can't invest into making any changes. I don't like change. I prefer to just keep it the way it is. And now all my friends and everyone that I know that used to go there, they don't go there no more. And I was telling my dad, I was saying, this, what's happened now is that he's being forced into change. Because now he has he doesn't have any options of his choice.
Okay.
So this is what's happening in your situation with this guy. He's coming to the realization of being forced into change as well.
Okay.
So in reality, people say we have free agency. Maybe that's true, maybe that's not true. You know, there might become a time where if it ever came to the point of, I'm not saying it will, but if ever it came to that point where Obama decided to do martial law, if he had to,
mm-hmm.
then there wouldn't be no choice. There would only be force.
Okay.
You know, and we don't really have a choice whether we pay taxes or we don't pay taxes. See, that's another thing. So, in reality, do we really have a free agency? Do we really have a free choice? Or are we all being hypnotized by our own will? So that's a question people have to ask themselves. You know, are we being forced into change? Well, yeah, we are, because change is going to happen no matter what. So there is force in every situation that we do, you know. And I had this conversation with this guy last night about that, and I think the reason why I bring it up is because I think that's what's happening, is we're kind of being forced now, and it's not about a choice anymore. It's about force.
So in that event, Adrian, do I just, like, back off, leave him alone, let him do whatever it is, and just, you know, move on with my life, or how do I handle that?
Well, if it's about force, then he'll either be forced into change, in his own change process,
mm-hmm.
or you force him to see his changes. And basically by force, you say, okay, you either do this or there's the door.
Okay.
You know, that's force. And that's where, you know, a lot of people say that's where you're in that fine line. That's not true, because in reality, there is no fine line. Because there is no more choice. We're either going to go into change or or we're not. And if we're not, then we're going to change in for the good or the bad.
Okay.
So I really don't think it has anything to do with choice anymore. I think we're just, you know, we're going to be forced into where we're supposed to go, because everything is going where it's supposed to go. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It's going the way it's supposed to go. So, for an example, if Obama says, okay, this is what I want to do, then it's going to go where it's supposed to go. And there's nothing we can do about it.
Okay.
But just know that if it does go that way, then it was meant to go that way for a reason. A lot of people are going to look at it as a bad thing. And people are going to rebel. You know, they're going to pull out their guns and they're going to rebel. And a lot of it's fear, you know what I mean? Their own fear. They're giving in to their own fear.
Okay.
But if you show no fear and you take control and you show force, then you can start getting what you want.
Okay.
So, for an example, if he's draining your energy and you have allowed it, then you feel like in deep inside of you that you haven't really gotten where you want to go. Am I right?
That's true.
Because I kind of sense that, you know.
Yeah, because I thought maybe because, you know, he's a Leo, I'm a Leo, you know, we're like two of the lions, one going one way, one going the other. So it's like, you know, pulling a rope. You know, you got one person going forward and the other person's going backwards.
Right. And I also believe that if people really want something, they're going to fight hard to get it. I do believe that is a very possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Just like people who want to go to school for something, they're going to fight for it until they get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the type of people that will step on other people just to get what they want. And to me, that is not only a love for what you do, but that is a compassion for what you do.
Okay.
Because some people believe you only live once and they want to get it done now so they don't have to get it done in their next life.
Okay.
And a lot of people will say, if it don't work out, they'll say, well, it was meant to be that way. Well, in reality, it's not. You know why it wasn't meant to be that way? Because the future changes. We can change our future by our way of thinking.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of people say, well, that's just the way it is. And in reality, like I said, it's not. You have the ability to make changes. You have the ability to be whatever you want to be in your life. The question is what are you willing to sacrifice? This is a give and take world that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
So are you willing to sacrifice to get what you want? Or are you going to take what you want? And usually if you choose to sacrifice, then there won't be no repercussions depending on what you sacrifice for, you know.
Okay.
Because we're always sacrificing, you know.
Yes, that's true.
And I do have a feeling there's a reason for that, too, why we're always sacrificing.
Yeah, just to keep people happy, I'm presuming.
Mm-hmm. And I also feel like sometimes we get forced into making sacrifices as well. But the sacrifice can be part of the changes.
Okay.
Is there anything in particular that you want to know about him?
I mean, is there any other, like, females possibly around him that could be, you know, that he could be drawn to other than me?
I'd say a blonde one, a blonde woman.
Okay.
And I think this blonde woman is, I don't know if she has kids. I could be wrong, but I might be seeing kids that's involved around her.
Mm-hmm.
So if that is the case, then what she's after is money, or she's after child support.
Okay.
Something that's holding him back.
Okay.
It's like he wants to move forward, but something is holding him back.
Okay.
Do you kind of sense that, too?
I'm in sensing, like, there could possibly be someone else, because I know he's, you know, like I say, he's self-employed. He has his own business, more like a subcontractor. So I know he deals with, you know, a lot of different people every day in his business.
Yeah, he does. So he's kind of being influenced by a lot of different people.
Okay. Well, I guess when your intuition kind of picks up on things, it kind of picks up in a good way.
What'd you say?
Like, you know how sometimes when your intuition just picks up on something and it seems like you try to zoom in on it, but you really can't pick up on it, but you can feel it. That's how I've been lately.
Yeah, sometimes you feel it. Sometimes you might see it. And then when you do see it, you won't believe yourself because you think it's in your head.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is. It's all about trusting yourself. Like, earlier today, I saw something in my head that I didn't believe it was real. But in reality, that's my conscious mind telling me that it's not real. My subconscious mind is telling me it is real because everything that is in your subconscious is endless and is real. It's like watching a movie. Just like the TV world, everything in the TV world is real. And that's what we're living right now, in a different dimension. But we're interacting in our own dimension.
Okay.
In our mind. So that's where we store all our information, is in our subconscious. That's where we store information. Like a computer.
Yep, it just stores until you delete it.
Mm-hmm. So to store information, we have to receive information. We have to read books. We have to watch movies. We have to get information online, or we have to use our psychic ability to get information so that we can store in our subconscious. And tonight I might even have a dream about it, because right now I'm storing information just by you telling me what's going on in your situation. And I might see things in my dream and I'll be like, okay, this doesn't relate to me. This relates to your question.
Okay.
See how that works? And then maybe God will say, okay, Adrian, now it's time to go back to the show and tell her what you've seen, if you can understand what I'm trying to show you.
Okay.
And if I don't understand something, then I just ask for clarification.
Okay.
Or confirmation, either confirmation or clarification. Usually I only ask confirmation if I don't trust myself.
Okay.
And that's a really hard thing to do, to trust yourself.
Well, that's true.
You keep thinking that you're somebody crazy. That's the first thought, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, we're all crazy. We do crazy things, you know. So, just some people are more extreme, you know. Like, for an example, what I mean by extreme, in the Native American culture, like the shamans, they go off on a journey to battle, you know, entities, demons, whatever. They go more to the extreme. And they know what they're doing. And some don't. And some go even a little further than that. And usually they end up getting killed, or they end up not waking up, or something bad happens in their family.
Mm-hmm.
So some people will go more to the extreme. Because the mind is endless, you know. And if you know how to access that part of the mind that is endless, then you can have anything that you want. Just by believing it, you know.
Alrighty.
And I do believe you can do it through pretty much almost anything. Whatever resonates for you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be stones, crystals, medicines, prescriptions, meditation, sweat lodges, it doesn't matter what it is, as long as it resonates with you.
Okay.
It'll still give you information. Because some people don't like to read, and some people do. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I guess that's it, Adrian. I guess you answered all my questions tonight.
Well, you have a great night, and I hope I helped you out.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Let's go to the next caller from the 360 area. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. My name's Lori.
What's your name?
Lori. Yeah.
And how can I help you tonight, Lori?
Well, I just moved into this new place and I hate it, and well, mainly I don't like the management company, and you know, I worked, there's a lot of cleaning, they said they cleaned it, you know, and they didn't, and it's just a lot of problems already, and I don't and I'm really uncomfortable about everything. Even my internet service isn't working properly here. And and I'm on the Section 8 housing, so it makes it even more complicated because I could have got my money back, but I'm just wondering how it's going to go this year that I have to be here.
Well, it's funny you should say that because the feeling that I got from that was not very long.
Like, what is going to happen? Because they already, like, these two, the two people that rent, you know, like, they're kind of like the landlords of this company, and they're young and stuff, and, like, I had a big issue with the stove. It's like, she kept saying the stove is clean, and it was filthy, and I took pictures of it, and I took pictures of it after I cleaned it, and I, you know, demanded payment for that because somebody got paid for it, you know, and I figured, well, I'm doing their job, I ought to get paid for it. And then they were telling me they didn't want to rent to me, you know, and I have the Section 8 voucher. It's like, I don't have much time on my voucher, and I just moved all my stuff in there, you know, not, you know, and oh my God, it's just like very complicated, you know, with the Section 8, and they wanted to give my money back, but it's like I didn't really have the time to go look for someplace else. So I don't know how that's going to work.
Well, I know what that's like because I'm on Section 8 too.
Right. So that tells me my voucher was expired, and I'm like, no, it's not, you know, and I had to call down to Seattle and be of the chair to send to her. And then she denied that, you know, and it has her signature on it and everything, and then she denied doing that anyway. And then she goes, oh, well, you have 11 days left on your voucher after I had already moved in here.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's like,
I heard vouchers.
You know how much, right? And but then they make you stay on that lease for a year, you know.
Uh huh.
But I hate this place already. I mean, it's quiet, and I just
so you just
know
wanted to
know
if it was the right decision for you.
Pardon?
I said, so your biggest issue is you want to know if it was the right decision for you or the right move?
Right, yeah.
Okay. Well, for the time being, the card I pulled was the Three of Swords. The Four of Swords. And the Four of Swords, well, you got the three and the four, but the four represents a time for rest, a time to recuperate, to get things done in order.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of why you are in your situation where you're at now, is to recover from that, even though the Three of Swords has to do with disappointment. Meaning, you know, you were disappointed in the situation, but at the same time, it's just telling you to rest and take it easy until you get where you want to go to recover from that.
Yeah.
Because God does have a better plan for you.
Yeah.
So just look at that as something temporary, you know.
Right, exactly. But can you, like, draw a card on how the year is going to go? Am I just totally hating this place or what?
Well, your year is going to go really bumpy for a while.
Uh-huh.
Because I pulled the card, the Mountain card, which is interesting because this card, this deck I'm using is called my, I created my own deck. It's called the Crazy Deck.
Huh?
And in this deck, it has random pictures.
Yeah.
And the card I pulled was, it's called the Mountain card.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I'm kind of getting it's going to be really bumpy until you get to the top of the mountain. But you're preparing to climb it. But first you have to rest and recover from what you've been going through.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, health-wise. You know, like, you don't want to stress yourself out.
Yeah.
Because you want to be physically and mentally ready.
Yeah. So do you think I'll be here for the whole year? Or will the finagle way out of it without losing money?
I don't see a whole year.
Uh-huh.
I would say within maybe 3 or 4 months.
But they would let me out of the lease.
Well, I think they're going to work with you. They just want to see how persistent you are.
Uh-huh.
And then they'll work with you. It's just like a bank. If you go in and they know that you're paying your loans and things like that, then they work with you a lot better than just to start up as a new member.
Yeah.
But if you've been there, like, for a long time, they're gonna work with you a lot more better.
Okay.
Just like there was money that I wanted to get back from my housing, and my bank helped me because they told me that normally they wouldn't help me if I was a new member, but since I've been with them since 2009, they were willing to help me out. So a lot of it is, do you pay your rent on time? A lot of it is, do you pay your utilities on time?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it is, do you keep your apartment clean?
Yeah.
To the best of your ability. Not everyone can do that because old buildings tend to have a lot of problems with that. Like, for an example, my apartment is clean. Yeah, I can keep it clean, but that won't change the fact of how it looks.
Yeah.
It's still going to look like a piece of shit.
Oh, bummer.
But at the same time, you know, you got to just deal with whatever you can get right now, just the way things are, and recover from it and learn from it. Learn the gratitude
yeah.
from it and then move on. Accept it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you do that, then you'll see things start flowing through your chakras. This abundance will just flow through your chakras. And you won't have as much blockages, you know.
Yeah.
It's all part of, like I told that lady, it's all part of the ascension process, I think, that we're all going through.
Yeah. Yeah, I just have so much work to do plus all the cleaning of all the other person, you know, one person didn't do, you know, and it's like, oh boy, this is so much work. And just kind of overwhelmed by it all. And it's kind of small, you know, but I was trying to save money.
Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, this goes to show you, I was going to live with a roommate, and he was filthy dirty. And my parents helped me to clean it, and we cleaned it and did this and did that for him, and he turns around and just, you know, just destroys it again, destroys the place.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that we got.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I just accepted the way it was. Maybe there was a reason for that, to show him that he can live a cleaner life, you know?
Yeah.
Basically, cleaning it up is basically saying to somebody, clean your life up. Clean, you know, what you're doing is wrong and you need to clean it up.
Yeah.
Clean up your own mess.
Yep.
That's why I became a janitor for a long time, because I started thinking, well, I help clean other people's messes up too, so I might as well clean up the military's messes too. So. And it was interesting, at the same time, I didn't know what kind of energies I was bringing to the base, to the military, you know?
Uh-huh.
Nobody's really met anybody like me before, you know?
Yeah.
So I really don't know how I affect people in that way.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I'm just way too tired. did
that
you
was another thing.
Pardon?
That was another thing I was talking about you getting more rest.
Yeah.
Do you take any medication?
No. No,
I would recommend melatonin or something that would help you to relax.
Yeah, I think I might have a bottle of that, some of that somewhere, but I don't know where it's hard to find anything with this moving. You know, everything's all packed and we kind of rushed near the end and so find anything.
But, you know, it's like they say, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time?
Yeah. I was wondering, like, if you could maybe pull a card on if my one friend Bill is going to contact me again.
It says unexpectedly.
Pardon?
It shows unexpectedly. Unexpectedly, yeah, like unexpected.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Yeah.
I was looking. It's weird when you said that. I was looking for a picture that I could not find on my computer.
Uh-huh.
And I clicked on this file, and it just popped up on my screen when I was just talking to you.
That's
and
funny.
And I'm like, I looked forever for that picture, and I just could not find it.
Wow.
See what I mean by patience? If you just show the universe patience,